A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chaf Gimel, Megillah 23a, pagination is 45. Towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Ibai Lehu Maftir. Our Shaila over here, the question is, regarding Maftir, which is the addendum Aliyah on Shabbos, after we've already read the 7 Aliyas and have divided the parsha accordingly, we then recite Kaddish and we recite, read from the Torah, another section. The way we do it, we repeat the last psukim that were read on a typical Shabbos. Tosfos makes a point that perhaps their custom was to actually divide the parsha in a way that the maftir, that last addendum aliyah, was reading new psukim, perhaps. But in any case, there are 7 aliyahs designated for Shabbos reading, and then there's something called maftir, which is an addendum aliyah. Now, the concept of maftir is that at one point, the non-Jewish government legislated that they were not allowed to read from the Torah publicly, and therefore they chose a section from the prophets which was appropriate for that parsha of the week, and they read from the prophets as a way of remembering the mitzvah to read from the Torah. And when they finally were able to restore reading from the Torah correctly, they retained this custom of reading from the prophets. In order to bridge between the prophets and the Torah reading and give everything its proper honor, so they legislated that the person who's going to read from the prophets should first read a section from the Torah. And that's called maftir. It's the transition aliyah. So the question which the Gemara is presenting is Iboy Luhu. They asked, maftir mahu sha'yala leminyan shiva. Can this addendum aliyah, which again, according to Tosfos, was actually reading new material in the Chumash, but according to us, we just repeat the last section that was read, could that section count towards your 7? Is it simply that the 7th person should get what's called maftir, and he's the one who reads from the prophets? Or does it have to be a separate aliyah? Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, chad amar ola v'chad amar eina ola. The Gemara brings a machlokes. One opinion said it does count towards the 7, and you don't have to have truly an addendum aliyah, an 8th. And one opinion said it does not count towards the 7. You have to have 7 plus maftir. Manda Omar Ola Dahakari, the opinion that says that it does count towards the 7, if you'd like, hey, you're reading Torah, why not? Omanda Omar Eina Ola, and the other opinion says it doesn't count. Kidu Ula da Omar Ula Mapne Mahamafter Benovish Sarich Sheyikra Betora Techila. Why does the person who reads from the prophets first get an aliyah in the Torah itself? Mepnei kavod Torah. To honor the Torah, it shouldn't be that this person just comes up and reads from the prophets. V'kevan demishim kavod Torah hu, since it's only to honor Torah, l'minyana lo salik, it doesn't count towards the 7. It's a separate reason. The Mefarshim wonder how we should paskin in such a case. Should we paskin ola, that the maftir counts, or should we paskin eina ola, that the maftir doesn't count, that needs truly an addendum aliyah? If you look at Tosfos, the 4th Tosfos on the page, Tosfos says, Kaimalan kamanda omar ola. Really we hold like the opinion that says that it does count towards the requisite number of aliyas. V'lakach anu noagim, and that's why when it's a weekday and we're not allowed to add aliyas according to our discretion, betanios b'mincha b'tishabov, when we have certain times that we don't want to or are not allowed to add extra aliyas, hashalishi maftir, the third aliyah becomes the maftir, and that's how it is on a tanis tzibur, on a public fast day. The third one becomes the maftir. We don't do an addendum. Ava b'shabasa suv'yamim tovim. But when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we're allowed to add if we want, then we make the effort to follow the opinion that says, eina ola, that the maftir doesn't count towards the requisite number, and it has to be an addendum, and since we're allowed to add aliyas, so we add. We do seven aliyas nice and clean, and maftir is an additional one, and we're including the opinion of eina ola, that the maftir does not count towards the requisite number. But again, in cases where we're not allowed to add, we go ahead and include the maftir as part of the requisite three. Mishneh Brura observes that even though we discussed that Yom Tov is a debate whether you're allowed to add aliyas or not, but the Mishneh Brura says, Rov Poskim, most opinions say you're allowed to add aliyas on Yom Tov, and therefore when we're stuck in this quandary, should we paskin ola or should we paskin eina ola, does the maftir get an addendum aliyah or not, on Yom Tov we have that liberty to follow majority opinion and add the maftir to accommodate these shitas. The Gemara continues, which will help us understand a little bit better the concept of maftir. Meisve, we have a question, three lines from the bottom. Hamaftir b'novi, person who is reading the novi, lo yivchas me'esrim ve'echad psukim, he should never read less than 21 psukim, kineged shiva shekaru b'torah, to correspond with the seven that read from the Torah. There's seven aliyahs on Shabbos, and every aliyah has to be at least three psukim each. And therefore, when you read a haftorah that's going to remember the Kriyas HaTorah, it's going to be 7 times 3, 21 psukim. V'im Isa, and if you're telling me that the maftir is not ola leminyan, and it has to be a separate addendum aliyah, esim va'arbo havyan, it should really require 24 psukim to correspond to the reading from the Torah. And the Gemara again responds, Kevan de Mishum Kavod HaTorah Hu, since this maftir is only to honor Torah, that we don't want the person coming up and only reading from the prophets, we want him to first read from the Torah. Kinegdo nami loboy, you don't have to correspond to that aliyah when you read from the prophets. It was already only to bridge Torah and Navi and give proper honor to Torah. Maskiflo Rova, Rova asked, Hare oloseichem sefu, the haftorah of Parshas Tzav, de lohavya esrim v'chad, it has less than 21 psukim, v'karinon, and we read it. How could you read something that's less than 21 psukim according to the rule that you just told me? And the Gemara apparently answers that it's not a hard and fast rule. It's a guide, and usually it works. But shiny hosam de solak in yana. In that particular case, the topic was completed. And instead of bringing in a different topic that's not relevant to the parsha, it was a beautiful haftorah corresponding to the parsha, and therefore we're willing to complete it, even without 21 psukim. But normally, we require 21 psukim from the Haftorah, and that's how it normally is. One more concept that I want to mention, Tosfos asks, why is it that on a regular Shabbos, we don't take out two Sifrei Torah, one for the Parsha of the week, and one because it's a special day, we should read the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas over Yom HaShabbos, the special Karbanos of Shabbos. Just like we do Yom Tif, we take out two Sifrei Torah. One we read whatever portion is designated, and one for Haftorah we read the Korban Musaf. And Tosfos answers, I want to share the first two answers. One answer is that there are only two psukim in that section of Uvei Yom HaShabbos, and like we just learned, we don't read an aliyah from the Torah unless it's at least three psukim, and that section that's relevant is only two psukim, so we don't do that. And the other answer that Tosfos gives is Lahaftir b'disolik minei. We normally try to give the Haftorah topic to whatever we completed with. And if every week we would bridge Torah into Nevi'im with the section about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, Tosfos suggests that would be that every week we would read a Haftorah relevant to Shabbos, and that's not appropriate. So instead, we end Shabbos with the portion of the week, and we do the Haftorah also from the portion of the week, and therefore the Haftorah of every Shabbos varies according to the portion of the week. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.